right here at Rosie on the House. Let's see if we can bring Norma back into the conversation. Miss Norma, do we have you this time? We don't have her. I don't know. We'll try and get, we've got her phone number. We'll try and call her back after the top of the hour. And she wants to ask a question about water insurance. Is that a good thing? And I think it's the mailer information piece that's going out in everybody's water bill. There's a company. This is absolutely the most genius thing I've ever seen. It's one company. I think it's in Connecticut that is issuing warranties on or insurance policies on your water line, on your sewer line, and on your overhead mast to your service electrics panel. Three things that only need to be repaired or replaced about once every 80 years. He's mailed it out to all 330 million Americans. He's got the cities and the utility companies to kind of support him, because then that takes kind of everybody that signs on to it now, they'll never hear from that homeowner. It's like $8 a month. And if he only gets like 1% of all of America to sign on. Let me put it to you like this. I don't recommend it. All right. but in the face of full disclosure, I probably underinsure myself. I don't spend a lot of money on insurance. When I buy a big screen TV, I don't buy the $140 guaranteed forever. If it drops off the wall, replace it. So I underinsure. I save my money and just put it away in a savings account. But if you're seeing these flyers that are recommending you insure your water line, your sewer line, or your overhead mast, if your house is 70 years old or older, it might be worth it. That's the only case I could maybe ask you to consider it.
If it's that old and the lines haven't been replaced already.
True.
The water lines have to be that old. We have Adam Homer from Pella Window and Doors joining us in the studio. We interrupted him on his route from the Southeast Valley to Glendale, where Pella has a booth exhibiting at the Maricopa County Home Shows today. And Adam, we had talked about cleaning our glass earlier. Let's get into other troubled areas. And when we've got aging windows, what are the first things that start to break down?
Yeah. Yeah, good morning, guys. And thanks for having me. Glad to be back. So the things that
every time you come back, you have a longer title.
That is true.
Every time you're on the show, do you just get a promotion? Let's get to maintenance.
All right, no problem. So the things, you know, obviously with most of the houses that have stucco, you've got stucco cracks that you have to be aware of, either above or below the window that can let water in. And you have to repair with either stucco patch itself or caulking. Seal failure is very common, where
the seal between two panes of glass.
Yeah, you got a double pane window that's been expanding and contracting for 20 some odd years, and they're typically old aluminum windows. And there's a lot of expansion contraction that happens, and the seal fails, and you'll know it because it's all cloudy. It looks like there's condensation sometimes through it. It's hazy. That's when it's time to replace the window.
That's because air can now is penetrating into.
That's right.
The center of that, those two panes, and with air, the moisture in the air, you naturally just starts to condensate. So if you see that cloudiness and you can't wipe it off from the outside or the inside, it's in the panes, that seal's broke, and that's either live with it or replace it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a big deal here. You know, even in the past couple of weeks where it's been 80 degrees in the daytime and drops back down to 40. I mean, you got a 40 degree temperature swing, and you've got these aluminum windows for the most part in these older homes. There's a lot of expansion contraction that happens that just pulls that seal in all sorts of directions that it shouldn't be pulled, and ultimately it's going to break the seal.
Now, what if it's just a glass broken? Can you replace broken glass in a window? We get that question quite often.
Yeah, there's companies that now if it's a Pella window. and it's broken, our service techs and our service department can help you with that. If it's a non-Pella product, there's companies all over the valley that can take care of your broken glass and just replace it.
And that's a dual pane glass. They can take the pane out and put a new pane in.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It's Adam Homer of Pella Window and Doors. When we get back in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to go through an entire hour on window selection, glass options, frame options, color options, all right here at Rosie on the House.